Good morning. I'm KASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. It's your Saturday morning Central Minnesota Farm Report on KASM Radio, serving Central Minnesota for over 70 years. Your report once again this week, brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. Yes, Midsoda Manufacturing, located right off I-94 on County Road 50 in Avon, actually on the north and the south side of I-94. Midsoda Manufacturing. We spoke to Joel Bauer over at Midsoda Manufacturing. We did so on Friday morning, as we always do. And, well, I mentioned the Joel boy. It just seems to be busier and busier as the trailers are stacked up on trailers and getting sent off to dealers all around the U.S. And Joel kind of gave us a glimpse on how many trailers, especially this week, have been constructed and are going out to, trailer buyers all around the United States.
You know, this week, I was just talking with Tim on this. I think this week there's going to be probably about 115 trailers that are going to go out the door and have a quality check on them ready to ship.
That's a head scratcher. That's a lot of trailers, Joel, when you think about it.
That's a lot of trailers going a lot of different directions around the country.
Mm-hmm. We're seeing a lot more inventory when it comes to enclosed trailers too, Joel, over there on that south lot.
Yes, we are starting to get that built back up after the big rush over the summer. Some of the other manufacturers are getting caught up as well, and we're able to get some enclosed trailers on the ground and ready to get out and get some work done for customers this winter.
Joel Bauer with Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon joining us on Friday morning on KASM Radio. And Joel, I still need to get some donuts to you and the crew over there. We'll do so next week, okay? Yeah, Joel Bauer joining us here on KASM Radio. Also this week, on a Thursday morning, we had Minnesota Department of Agriculture Commissioner of Ag Tom Peterson joining us and talking about a variety of issues. And first of all, this 2021 legislative session is underway this week, and he takes a look at the focus when it comes to agriculture on this session.
They're going to set our budget for the next 2 years, so that's a really important piece. And a little over a third of our budget comes from state general funds. Other parts come from the federal government or fees that Minnesotans pay in to run the agency. But a little over a third of it does come from general fund dollars. And so the legislature will be setting that. And that's really important. But our overall budget is about one-third of 1% of the whole state budget. So when you look at that, agriculture is a really small part of the state budget, but, you know, we drive 25 to 30% of the GDP in the state. So we get a good bang for the buck, and work well with the legislature, work across party lines. So our bill is usually one of the first bills done. And it has to be. Joe, keep in mind, Minnesota is the only state that has a divided legislature where the House is controlled by Democrats and the Senate's controlled by Republicans. So at the end of the day, they're going to have to get along and figure it out.
Tom also says this year's legislators, well, it's going to feature some new faces and some new committee makeups as well.
Yeah, it is. It's really interesting to see. The committees are a little smaller, too, which is interesting. And we only have one committee, sometimes for agriculture. Sometimes each body would have a policy and a finance committee that would look at each. Now we just have one big ag committee in the Senate, of course, with Tori Westrum. And then Aaron Murphy from St. Paul is the lead on the Democrat side. But she, was a former majority leader and has well-traveled throughout the state. And agriculture takes in a lot of different ways. And then, of course, Mike Sundin from my area is the new chair. And Mike grew up on a farm and a good friend of mine. He'll do a good job. He has a lot of farms in that Northern Pine, Carlton County area, a lot of small, cattle and dairy farms. And then, of course, Paul Anderson from your listening area as the lead Republican on the committee. And it was interesting, Paul and I, we had our first meeting yesterday over the computer. And, we miss being in face-to-face. I've worked with Paul for many years and passed a lot of bills with Paul. And we had to meet by computer yesterday, which is interesting, but it works just fine.
And finally, Peterson says this year will be unique with COVID-19, how many of our lobby days and days on the Hill will be held virtual, but he says there's a silver lining as this may let more people have a chance to have their voices heard, which is very, very important as we continue in agriculture and our legislative activities.
I'd say it's going to get a lot of farmers involved that may not have been had the time. So I encourage you, if you're part of Farmers Union or Farm Bureau or the milk producers and they have a virtual lobby day, it's a great opportunity to just log on for a half hour and visit like somebody like myself and ask tough questions, or the groups do a tremendous job. And the virtual lobby days, you know, like I said, it's a great opportunity to just visit with your legislator. It does make a difference. I as commissioner and also as a lobbyist before this, that set those days up, whether they're virtual or in person, you know, you can just be, you know, and here I'll go, average Joe, and you know this, you can have your voice heard, you know, and stuff, and you can get to know your legislators and really make a difference.
Minnesota Commissioner of Ag Tom Peterson joining us on CHASM Radio. And right now, let's take a look at markets. So let's check in Brad Thielen over at Long Prairie Livestock, recapping a big run of cattle on Tuesday night.
Had a nice run on Tuesday night, 450-some head total, with a nice market straight through. We started, of course, like every week with the hay and trout, so 214 big rounds of big square bales of hay and trout out there. That sold very well. If you're looking to buy some hay, we got a nice selection. If you're looking to sell some hay, we sell every Tuesday night. That's $4. Now the cattle sell. What a nice run. Baby calf, let's call it very strong. Both the baby calves from 85 to 140 up to 160. Crossbreeds from 125 to 185 up to 210. Holstein started calves from 2.25 to 375 by the head. Holstein steers. We have a nice set of 425 steers in on feed, break 111.50. Some nice 500-pound steers, break 93.4. A little on the greener side, but nice cattle. We had a nice run of bred beef cows in on Tuesday night. They break from 800 to 1,100. Super, super run of killer cattle in on Tuesday night. We had 257 head of cows passed and sold. Our fat market, I called stronger by $5 a hundred versus a week earlier. Then colored fats, 103 to 108 and a quarter. Holstein fats from 92 to 96.50. Crossbreds, Holstein crops from 94 to $1. Killer bulls from 75 to 82. Killer wholesome killer cows break from 47 to 54. Better yielding, fatter kind of cows, Holsteins and beef, 54 to extreme tops of 66.50.
And finally this morning, more livestock numbers. Let's go to Central Livestock in Albany.
Fed beef steers choice and prime are at $1.35 to $1.55. With choice and select at $1.15 to $1.35. Fed beef heifers choice and prime were at $1.02 to $1.05, with choice and select at $1 to $1.03. Fed Holstein steers choice and prime were at $90.50 to $95, with choice and select at $87 to $89. Holstein cross steers range from $90 to $93.50. High-yielding market cows were at 51 to 70, with the lower-yielding cows at 42 to 48. Market bulls range from 73 to 81.5. Calves 70 to 90 pounds were at $20 to $90 per head. 90 to 120-pound calves brought $60 to $110. 120 to 150-pound calves were at $110 to $160. 150 to 250-pound calves range from $185 to $250 per head, and our beef calves were at $70 to $185 per head. Market hogs were at 36, with the lightweight sows at 26 to 27, and the heavyweight sows at 28 to 29. All weight boars were bringing 10.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning on CHASM Radio, brought to you by Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon. Just a reminder, this coming week we'll check in with many of our legislative leaders once again, as we'll do that on a regular weekly basis here on AM 1150. Also Monday, Minnesota Beef Update during Noontime News, and during Noontime News, it'll be our weekly check-in with John Georgie with Allendale Incorporated, as we talk markets, and we'll have information Monday. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joel Gill.